Less than 2 months ago, President Obama granted funds for high-speed rail from Tampa to Orlando. But today, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio and other members of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority, or TBARTA, discussed how Amendment 4 could affect their future plans. Dubbed the Hometown Democracy Amendment, the legislation would require public approval regarding growth management projects locally. Iorio minced no words on what she sees as the negative impact such legislation would have regarding TBARTA's transit initiatives.
I understand fully that the reason why this has gotten to the point where it is because generally the state of Florida has done a very poor job with growth management. And because of that, people at some point say, if you can't do a better job with it, then I'll just do it myself. But that kind of reaction, though understandable in theory, if you really allow it to take it to its full degree of thought, is really going to be very harmful to our efforts to building smarter growth.
Iorio added that she understands the thinking behind the legislation, given Florida's history of growth management.
But I will just say, as one person who is a strong proponent of smart growth and mass transit, I believe that Amendment 4 will have a very negative effect on progressive growth management policies.
Those on the board expressed serious concerns about the amendment's potential to slow down growth projects. Clearwater Mayor Frank Hibbard raised concerns regarding current voter drop-off on existing ballot measures.
All of us have seen the size of our comp plans and the changes. It is not a matter of whether our citizens can understand them. It's a matter of whether they want to take the time to understand them. With everyone's busy lifestyles, I doubt that they will take the time, and understandably so. That is why they elect us.
Bob Clifford, executive director for TBARTA, says hometown democracy would cause major holdups for Florida's mass transit push.
This whole Amendment 4 thing has, I think, the probability, if it passes, being probably the most detrimental piece of legislation to not only our region, but to the state of Florida. I understand people wanting to be able to have greater say in how things are done and how things are approved, but this is not the answer.
The board unanimously passed a resolution opposing Amendment 4. Mariella Smith, chair of growth management for the Tampa Sierra Club, says she isn't surprised at TBARTA's decision to oppose the amendment.
These are the very officials that Hometown Democracy is a referendum against. Hometown Democracy expresses citizen frustration with these very officials and in their failure to implement smart growth in planning for the growth of our region.
But the legality of that decision could be in question. TBARTA's legal advisor Don Kahn addressed such a concern at the start of the discussion.
The referendum. My opinion is that yes, that there's no legal prohibition on this board taking a position either for or against a referendum issue.
According to Senate Bill 216, sponsored by Senator Charlie Justice, the board's position on the issue is only illegal if they expend public funds to support their position. Justice says that TBARTA was within its rights to take a stance.
No, if a body wants to pass a resolution or take a position on something, that's part of what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to stand up and take a position on issues. It does not stop them from doing that at all.
Stetson University College of Law professor Richard Harrison specializes in local government and dissected the legislation.
Okay, I think the answer is yes, that action is legal for two reasons. One, because if all TBARTA did was pass a resolution, then arguably it did not expend any public funds to do that. So there's no violation of Chapter 106.113, which prohibits expenditures by a local government. It doesn't prohibit the local government from having a position or stating a position. And the second reason that TBARTA is probably okay is that because it is a state agency and not a local government, I don't believe Chapter 106 applies to it, at least not this provision in 106.113. I don't think that applies to TBARTA at all.
But for Sierra Club activist Mariella Smith, public funds were spent opposing hometown democracy.
These elected representatives sitting on this board are sitting there on the taxpayer's dime. And so, and this meeting today was in a taxpayer-funded building. They are spending taxpayer money to fight a citizen-led initiative. And that is not only illegal, it is wrong. It's morally wrong.
Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Arielle Stevenson.